Okay, today is now January 10th, and we lived through some pretty bad cold weather here today, 1982.
Milt LeFevre. And Milt, we've got a question about this dew point even. So low, what's going on? 35 below?
Yes, it is dry air. However, when temperature gets this cold, dew point calculations are a little bit tenuous. They don't check out quite as accurately as they do at higher temperatures, so that's part of the problem. Although this is very cold and very dry air, of course, also cold air is always dry air because it simply can't hold as much moisture as warmer air can.
Milt, do you have any suggestions about letting out the puppies or the kitties today at all?
Any animal, any warm-blooded animal should be kept close to shelter, except for, you know, a very brief period, because even an exposure of a few minutes could be serious. We also have some other serious problems. Eastern Iowa, about the eastern two-thirds, is having a lot of problems with their roads. They're suggesting no travel over that area at all. As I mentioned before, some blocked roads down in the Sioux Falls area. Some portions of North Dakota are receiving a lot of blowing and drifting, and we do have the traveler's advisory out for Minnesota. Wisconsin, in most areas, is still somewhat more fortunate. Although they have a lot of wind, they aren't reporting as much of a problem with the blowing and drifting. Matter of fact, the road report that just came out from Wisconsin mentions a few slippery spots on roads and, of course, snow coverage on secondary roads, but generally the roads are travelable. However, again in Wisconsin, with temperatures ranging there from 20 to 30 below, long distance travel probably should be curtailed today as well. Twin Cities, we're expecting partly cloudy skies today, a few clouds drifting around in this rather unstable air. The winds will be out of the northwest, anywhere from 15 up to as much as 40 occasionally during the afternoon, with the stronger gusts and wind chills, of course, down well into the minus 70 range. The cold will continue right through tonight and tomorrow, with a low tonight not as bad as we've been having, a little bit of moderation, 15 below tonight, and perhaps up to as much as zero tomorrow for a high. But again, we'll have to watch that very carefully. It could be that we'll stay colder tomorrow. Right now, still 25 below with the wind chill index at minus 67. It was Rochester an hour ago that I reported to you as having a wind chill of minus 88.
Minus 88. I was amazed as I did a little checking on my own, Milt. don't slap my hands. I know this is your area.
I need all the help I can get, especially today.
Well, it seemed as though Brainerd had a 74, 75 degree below wind chill.
That's probably true. I haven't, some of the reports are missing here. I could calculate some of those out myself, but yes, this is it's an unusual situation. We don't get anything like this very often. The observation that this is probably the worst spell of weather since 1977 is correct, and it may even be worse than that.
Yes, we are setting some records. Maybe you could go over some of those for us when we check back with you.
All right, we'll check some of those out.
That would be wonderful, Milt.
Okay, Mesa.
Okay, thank you. It looks cold, and it looks frosty, and most streets are deserted through most towns, most cities in our area. No one wants to move around in this cold, cold weather, and it's not advised. Traveler's advisory is now in effect for most of the region. Wind chill, as Milt mentioned, 67 degrees below, 25 below zero, our temperature. And as far as the winds are concerned, it's westerly, about 16 miles per hour. So you can imagine that combined with the temperature. Just a very, very cold temperature, which is keeping that wind chill going. More closings we have in effect. First Baptist Church in Rosemount, Minnesota. Bus transportation is canceled. Andover, Minnesota, all services at the Constance, Evangelica Free Church, canceled. Woodbury, Minnesota, church and Sunday school at the St. John's Lutheran, canceled. Buffalo Lake, Minnesota, the services at the United Methodist Church have been called off for today. Newport, Minnesota, services and the Sunday school, United Methodist, now canceled. Carver, Minnesota, services and the Sunday